T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. Of course, the unmistakable sound of the king, Elvis, from one king to the other. As we go out on the Swartz-Cullerton guest line, if you're injured at work at Justice, call Swartz-Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. Of course, Howard Eskin, always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Next time your business is hosting a work lunch, give FWAT a call. They do a phenomenal job catering. They certainly have for our staff here at WIP a number of times, and they can for you, yours as well. Go to FWAT.com, FWOT.com, to learn more. The King, Howard Eskin, how are you this fine morning, King?
I'm just absolutely sensational. Yeah. Actually, a busy morning, doing good things. I'm trying to raise money for my bike ride again this year.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
Good for you, Howard. We'll you know, certainly help support that. What's the deal? What week is that? When does that happen? I know it's coming up.
It's either whatever that Saturday is, May 18th or 19th. Just to let you know, Jason Worth donated to my bike ride for the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Good.
So,
wow.
So he's always nobody really believed he was that good a guy. It took him about 15 minutes.
Wow.
When I asked him this morning, so that was nice of him. And there's obviously so many people, but it's a good thing. And I was really fulfilled when I met a lot of the families whose kids are affected.
Sure.
And are on the spectrum. So
what is the, Howard, what is the web site for anyone that wants to make a direct donation?
Well, they can go to my Twitter. The link, they'll find the link up there. I put it up there on Twitter and on Facebook, so they can find the link to go to my page.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly of the website, but my link is right there, and they can just click on it.
Very nice. Right. Howard, can you please tell my buddy over here, John Ritchie, to not be mad at Mike Trout for re-signing with the Angels for $430 million.
Yeah.
Can you talk some sense into him, please?
For people to suggest, even in a little way, that they should be mad at him, for people to suggest that when he's at an Eagles game to boo him, it's ridiculous. Number one, he obviously loyalty is a great trait. He's loyal to the Angels. But I had been saying at different times all along, I wasn't so sure he was coming here. Everybody that says, oh, he wants to come back and he's a Philadelphia guy, there's so many challenges with coming back. Friends want tickets. And here's another thing. I'm going to give you an ulterior motive. Mike Trout is in a big city but doesn't have a lot of media coverage because the Angels obviously don't get covered like the Dodgers.
Yep.
Or like a few other teams out there, whether it's college football or whether it's the Lakers, whatever it may be, the Rams now, whatever it may be, he just wants to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And my ulterior motive is he knows by coming to Philadelphia sooner or later, the demands with the media, but to get criticized. Bryce Harper's going to be criticized at some point. And that story, his buddy is Carson Wentz. We all know that. It's no secret. And his buddy got ripped by a story that was inaccurate. And he sees that. He obviously knows that and say, you know, they're going to do that to Carson Wentz. And then you start thinking about it. Do I need that aggravation? Now, loyalty is probably the first thing, and the Angels offered him a lot of money, and why wait? And they have a good farm system, so there's a lot of things going for him. But my ulterior motive is he saw that ridiculous story, and he says, do I really need that? And the answer is obviously no. So that's my ulterior motive as part of the whole equation. But don't be mad at him, John. Don't be a hater. The guy is the best player in baseball
now.
And maybe the best ever. You know, it's going to be hard to pass Babe Ruth when we've never seen Babe Ruth. But he is the best player in baseball by far.
Yes.
So he wanted to stay there. He's a great player.
Exactly.
No, I don't want him to stay there. I want him to recognize that if he comes here to Philadelphia, we are the team to beat, the favorite to win the World Series time and time again. You know, we add him to this roster – it's lights out for the rest of Major League Baseball. That was exciting.
That was great.
And I knew there should have been a chance that that could really happen. Now that having that stripped away from me, it feels like it feels awful. I can't help being mad.
Just like the dream team for the Eagles. That worked out well, didn't it? It's not automatic. It's not. There's so many pieces. Baseball is a team game played by individuals, and everybody's got to be a part of it. And who knows, it would be two more years, so then the third year, who knows what pitching they have, who knows what players are still good and not good.
I know, you're right. I don't know who gets injured, who doesn't, but I do know that this group of young players here in Philadelphia would be seriously augmented to, like, the top of the major leagues if Mike Trout was at it.
Okay, the Yankees last year had a really, really good team. They had good pitching. They led the major leagues in home runs. I'm sorry, I missed it. Did they get to the World Series?
But the point is, Mike Trout added to this team. Does it make us worse? It makes us immeasurably better.
You know what? Mike Trout, number one, is loyal. Number two, probably didn't need the aggravation. And number three, and it's probably not number three, $430 million
totally.
Now.
But don't you think he could get that here?
But he could get it now.
He couldn't get it here.
He's making $33 million this year and next year. Anyway,
you're asking him to turn down a guaranteed.
I'm not asking him to turn down anything.
You are. You're asking him to turn down a guaranteed $370 million now for the possibility of getting in 24 months.
At the very least.
He plays so hard he could get injured.
Totally.
He plays hard every play, every at-bat, every pitch. He could get injured. This is a guarantee that he's got right now.
Howard,
they still have a good team. They're going to have a good team. I don't know if they're going to be in a World Series, but they're going to have a good
Howard,
team.
Let me ask you a question, Howard. Because I'm very curious your answer to this question. Did St. Joe's do Phil Martelli dirty?
Well, how about they fired him on St. Joseph's Day?
I noticed that.
Can you believe that?
I know. It was not lost on me. As someone whose name is Joseph, it was not lost on me, believe me.
No. So was it wrong? It depends on what side of the fence you're on. Phil Martelli helps young students, and at St. Joe's, I believe that 99% of them are students who play athletics. It's not like Duke. It's not like all the big schools that you think they're getting an education, but I would say half of them probably don't. But he builds young guys into better people, and is that what it's supposed to be about? Obviously not, because it's about winning. And he didn't win. Then the alumni gets upset. I don't know how much better it's going to get, but to answer the question, I think the way they did it was wrong. At least Temple let Fran Dunphy go out, riding his white horse, and he made the NCAA tournament, and they let him coach his final year. It was just wrong the way they did it in every way, shape, and form. And it's not about building character for young guys anymore. It's about win, baby. You just got to win. But I didn't like the way they did it. I didn't like the fact that they did do it, and I didn't like the way they did it in any way.
I agree with you. Yep.
What are your expectations for the Celtics game tonight?
Well, the Sixers got to find a way to beat that team. That's what it really comes down to. The line's kind of small. I'm surprised. I think it was only a 3-point line. It's kind of small. The Sixers, where I see the Sixers having problems is there's a lot of teams that don't play with centers anymore. They just play with guys that run the floor, that do different things, and that's where the Sixers get hurt. I mean, Joel Embiid is a terrific player. The Greek Freak's the MVP, but Joel Embiid, if he could play almost every game, obviously he'd be right up there. But I don't think he runs – he doesn't defend the pick and rolls well. He doesn't run the floor defensively. Centers that don't really – that really aren't centers give the Sixers some problems, and that's what the Celtics do. Like, Horford always kills them. They've got to find a way to beat them just to, for their mental sake to go into the playoffs, because there's a good chance somewhere along the way they're going to play them. But it'll be an interesting game to see how they play against them.
All right, Howard, final thing real quick. I know you're headed to the NFL owners' meetings coming up in a couple of days. Now, you've broken a lot of stories through the years. You've got a lot of interviews. I'm expecting an Eskin-Kraft one-on-one exclusive. Get it done, Howard.
Is, I'm going to find the massage place that he goes to in Phoenix, Arizona. I will be right there on the doorstep taking photos.
I don't need photos. I need a microphone in his face and ask him, "Did you do it, sir?"
Better yet, I don't want that. I don't want to see that videotape. It got down in Florida.
All right, Howard, have fun on the trip, man.
Hey, remember, it's hard with six rings on your fingers.
Oh, Howard. Get out of here, Howard. All right. Goodbye. Good God. That's outrageous, that comment. All right. 888-729-9494. We roll back with all the calls. Also coming up, national recognition. Nice national recognition for one of the local teams. Which one? Who? How? We'll tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.